Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the Noon Hour on this October 5th. I'm Joshua Chang. Governor Jerry Brown signed a new law Saturday after a long-time tug-of-war. The bill is aimed at reducing racial profiling by the police. The law requires police officers to collect and release the data about people they stop, including race and ethnicity. Belina Abdullah, professor of Pan-African Studies at California State University in Los Angeles and Black Lives Matter organizer, approves the measure. She regards this as a favorable and remarkable change.
I think that this is a tremendous step forward, that California is really at the cutting edge of stopping racial profiling, and hopefully this bill, this law, will be a model for the rest of the nation. I think that it can go a long way in curbing racial profiling.
Professor Abdullah believes that this approval is a call from the whole community and a consequence of their efforts altogether. Another teen clothing store is going under. Reporter Madeline White has the story.
American Apparel is filing for bankruptcy. The LA-based company, famous for its high-quality basic tees and hoodies, plans to restructure its business to reduce the company's debt from $300 million to $135 million. Former store manager and model for the retailer chain, Miranda Aponte, speculated about why the company may have landed in such deep trouble.
I think the way it's run is like, it was never very professional. The way they hire people, the way they kind of run the business in general.
While the company's sales have slipped for a variety of reasons, some of the financial troubles may trace back to CEO and founder Dov Charney, who was ousted last year for misuse of company funds and personal conduct.
I had this grand idea of, okay, made in America, and that's all good. But then when it came down to it, running the business, he was still very, like, also not looking at the correct things that I think should have been looked at.
American Apparel's 227 stores will remain open while the company consolidates. Madeline White, Annenberg Radio News.
The happiest place on earth just got more expensive, at least for some annual pass holders, and not everyone is happy about it. Reporter Mallory Jesser has the story.
Disney says it raised annual pass prices in an effort to make improvements and manage high demand. The park has to close when it hits its peak capacity. With the increase, some annual pass holders will have to pay more than $1,000 for the highest tier with no blackout dates. Reaction from Disney fans on the USC campus is mixed.
I am planning on renewing mine, and I'm honestly okay with it because I was probably going to do it anyways. I feel like I go enough to make it be worth it, really, no matter like what the price is.
And I've kind of noticed like ride times are picking up and there's a lot of people at the park always, even when you think it's going to be quiet. So I'm not surprised they're increasing the price as an effort to kind of, you know, make sure that it's not too crowded.
The pass holder price increase comes as Disneyland prepares to close down a section of the park so it can start building its new Star Wars land. Mallory Jesser, Annenberg Radio News.
22 people were killed in Afghanistan on Sunday when an airstrike launched by the United States hit a human aid clinic. Doctors Without Borders, also known as MSF, closed its hospital in the Kunduz province of Afghanistan after the strike. It was the only free trauma care center in the region. Mushfikir Chowdhury has worked with aid organizations in Iraq. He talks about the impact of MSF's withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. What impact do you think?
I think what it complicates is the humanitarian organizations like MSF is making a lot of progress in terms of reaching out to certain irrational non-state actors like the Taliban, where they're able to enter their territories to serve people who are caught in
the American government says the strike was intended for Taliban groups in the area. But MSF says the U.S. knew the hospital's location before the attack and wants the U.S. to be prosecuted for a war crime. That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. I'm Joshua Chang.